Parshas Bereishis, Tavshin Ayin Vav. So we're the week after the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We want to welcome everybody back to a new year of Thursday night, Southside, Nesiva Shalom, Shiurim. Believe it or not, we are now beginning our seventh year. It's mind-boggling, our seventh year of Shiurim. I think the anniversary is actually in a couple of weeks. We started a few weeks after Bereishis. But we're beginning our seventh year of Shiurim, and we thank all of those who make the Shiur possible, who carry it, who broadcast it, who record it, who attend, who host, all the people that make this Shiur. And Amir Tashem, we should be zeichet to continue doing it together, spreading the words of the Nesiva Shalom. My sincerest thank yous to everybody that makes it possible. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Bereishis, Vayomer Elokim Tadshei Ha'aretz Deshe. It comes during the 6 days of creation. So one of the things that Hashem says is that we want to now have trees and greenery. We want to have all these kind of things exist in the world. So Hashem says, let the desha, let it sprout, and the trees should grow. Eitz oise pri. And then the Pasuk says, Vatoitse oret, that it happened, that the land produced. But what did it produce? Ve'eitz oise pri. And a tree that puts out fruit. So Rashi tells us on this Pasuk, that the reason the Pasuk says, the reason the Torah uses the words ve'eitz oise pri, a tree that made fruit, and not eitz pri, a tree of fruit, the reason is because of what the Medrash tells us. The Medrash tells us something very interesting. The Medrash says that the earth, the Adama, did not do the Ratzon Hashem. What does that mean? The Ratzon Hashem, says the Medrash, was that the tree should produce a fruit that tastes exactly like the tree. That if you'd go to the bark of the tree and you would eat the tree, that the tree and the fruit should be one of the same. And that was the plan. That is what Hashem wanted. That the tree should produce a fruit that tastes exactly alike, just like the tree. However, the Adama, the earth, did not produce that. The earth produced eitz oise pri, where the fruit and the tree were two distinct items. It was a tree that produced something else called a fruit, much as we have it today. That the fruit and the tree obviously taste different. The fruit has its own taste. Therefore, says the Medrash, when Adam Harishon was punished for his chait, for eating from the tree, the ground, the earth too, we see the earth too got punished, because in some way, how we're going to try to explain this, how we understand it, the earth, the Adama, did not do the will of Hashem. And the punishment for the Adama is actually only mentioned after, it doesn't say right now, that the earth didn't listen. But we see later, when the Torah tells us about the punishment for Adam Harisha and from eating from the Eitz Hadas, and then the Torah enumerates the different punishments, so it says over there about the Adama also, that the earth would be cursed, and that you would have to work the earth, and it would be full of thorns and everything, and so on and so forth. So Nesiva Shalom says, really, we need to understand this whole inyan of what we just said, this whole inyan of the earth doing a chet. How does one understand that? Does the earth have any intelligent bechira? Does it have a way of contemplating, should I do the will of Hashem? Shouldn't? Does the earth have any this kind of intelligent bechira? Obviously, most probably not. And also, even if the earth has some sort of choice, why would the earth go against the Ratzon Hashem? Is the earth able to go against the Ratzon Hashem? And even if we say in a certain way that it's actually possible, why would it go against the Ratzon Hashem? Why would the earth want to do such a thing? You know, a person we understand. A person, Adam Arishon, we can identify with that. A person sees a very beautiful thing. A person sees a very beautiful tree, and the person desires the tree. So if you're not in full control of yourself, and it's that way with any taiva, if a person is not totally, absolutely in tune to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants at that moment, if you don't have full control of your taiva, then you desire something, and in some way you want it, and it happens sometimes that you're going to transgress, and you're going to step over that line and do something that is not exactly the will of Hashem. So Adam Arishon wanted to eat the tree. So it was a beautiful tree, and for whatever reason, Adam Arishon wanted to eat the tree. But why didn't the tree just produce a fruit and that tasted just like the tree? Why would a tree is not something that in itself desires something and wants something. It doesn't work that way. Another question asked in the Siva Shalom is that Chazal tell us on the pasuk of Vayikra Elohim Layabosha Eretz, that when the oceans were separated from the dry land, so the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the dry land Eretz. It was called Eretz. Why was it called Eretz? Where did the word Eretz come from? Chazal tell us that Eretz comes because Rotzasa La'asois Ritzoin Kanya. That the earth, again, we're trying to understand how this works, but the whole world, the whole name of Eretz comes from, Chazal tell us, Rotzasa La'asois Ritzoin Kanya. Because there was something in this world now that wanted to do the will of Hashem. Now, Frekta Nesiva Shalom, isn't that the opposite of what we just said right now? We just went through a whole thing of saying that the earth was punished because it didn't listen, and the whole reason it was called Eretz was because there was something in the world that did want to. So Nesiva Shalom has, and we mentioned a few times, sometimes you hear the answer that Nesiva Shalom gives to questions that we have, and you wonder how the Nesiva Shalom approached. You see how we generally approach a parsha in the Torah, a pasuk, a perek, some part of the Torah, an inyan in the Torah, and you see from here, it's almost unreal how the Nesiva Shalom approaches something that's written in the Torah and how it opens up a whole totally different world and perspective, a way of looking, and how we learn Parshas Bereishis. And it's interesting, in Parshas Bereishis, I say something every year. The past couple of years, Bereishis was the day after Simchas Torah, so we mamish had no time. This year we have a couple of days, and if you think about it, almost a third of the world's history goes by in this week's Parsha. So there's so much to cover and so much to understand, and of course we never really get there. But Nesiva Shalom answers our questions with an unbelievable mahalach that he brings an idea from the Abda Rav, Zechus Yogan Aleinu, in his Sefer, Oyev Yisrael. And he says like this. He says, the Adama, the earth, was, so to speak, doing this avera of not producing fruit the way the fruit was meant to be produced, l'shem shamayim. The earth was doing this l'shem shamayim. What does that mean? It says like this. The Adama, the earth, knew that Hashem had created everything in this world, and above that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man to rule over the entire Bria and be above everything else in the world. And although the bottom part, the lower part of a person, is from Adama, we know we're created from Adama, and the Torah tells us that we're created from Adama, we return to our Afar, and we turn to Adama, and everything we know, we spoke about it on Yom Kippur, in the Shemoneh Esrei very recently, right? But Zokten Siva Shalom, even though the lower part of a person, however we understand lower, it's not for now, that's from Adama, he says, but the neshama, the upper part of a person, comes from the Kisei HaKavod. The upper part of a person, the neshama of a person, comes from there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire world with Adam on top of the whole world. Now, if a person would do an Avera, the Adama knew that when Adam would one day do an Avera and not listen to the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would bring tremendous darkness onto the world. Because the whole world was totally in an Adam. Everything was created for Adam, and that an Adam should use and use it to serve Hashem. And when Adam, when man would one day do a chet, would do an avera, it would bring tremendous darkness onto the world. And you know why? Because the neshama of a person that's connected to Hashem would be sinning, would be doing an avera. So the Adama went ahead, and it did not produce the fruit the way Hashem wanted the fruit to be produced. Why? So when Adam would not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Adam would do a chait, it wouldn't seem as bad. Because Adam would be able to blame it on the Adama that he was created for and say, look, I'm created from Adama, I'm created from Afar, I'm created from earth, and that earth is already a sinner. That earth had already done an Avera. So therefore we now understand why the Adama went ahead and didn't listen to the will and didn't listen to the commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did it l'shem shamayim, that when Adam would do a sin, it wouldn't be as bad. And it would not be considered a pagam in the neshama, because had Adam been poigame his neshama, who knows what would have happened to the world. The only thing Adam was poigame was the Adama, the upper part of himself, because that was created from something that had already done an Avera. So for the covet of Hashem, and of the covet of the whole Bria, the Adama did not listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Okay, now, so what about the question that we need to answer about the Bechira of the Adama? What kind of Bechira does Adama have? The earth has Bechira. So we found there's a Yesoid that we mentioned once when we learned Parshas Vayera. And this Yesoid is as following. The Pasuk says, by the Akedah, Vayishlach Avraham es Yadai. Avraham Avinu sent his hand, so to speak, to do the Akedah. What's Vayishlach? So the Mefarshim tell us that Avraham Avinu, the Evarim of Avraham Avinu, was so Kadosh and so programmed to be in tune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now it knew the end result of what had to be. Avraham Avinu was so in tune, it knew the end result that, you know what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want anything to happen to Yitzchak Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want anything to happen as a result of this Akedah. So the limbs of Avraham Avinu would not move. So Avraham Avinu, the Pasuk says, Vayishlach, he had to forcefully send his hand because his hands would not move. Avraham Avinu was so Kadosh that his Evarim would not do anything neged the Ratzon of Hashem. He had to forcefully send his hand. So here too, the Ratzon Hashem was that the Adama should not listen to the Tzivoy. It's not really about Bechira. It's about being in tune to the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem was not to listen to the Tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the world had to go on. That's what was good for the world. So now we understand that yes, it is Eretz. It's called Eretz because it did the Ratzon of Hashem. And oh, did it do the Ratzon of Hashem. It did the Ratzon of Hashem more than we could even understand. It did the Ratzon of Hashem to save and basically to be the savior of the future of the world. And that is extreme, extreme Ratzon Hashem. So we learn from this week's parsha, we have all these lessons to learn. The least we could do is we see how everything was set up that a person should be and do the Ratzon of Hashem. That a person should set themselves up that the future of the world is dependent on us trying to be in tune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the beginning. Bereishis, the first thing that we start off the entire Torah with, it teaches us the commandments of Hashem and how we have to listen to them and how we go about leading our lives doing the Ratzon Hashem. So, once again, I want to thank everybody. We're, again, like we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, it's our seventh year of doing the shiur. Thank you very much to everybody that's here tonight, to everybody that helps out with the shiur. We should be zoicha together to have another year of Harbatzas Torah and another year of learning together the words of the Nesiva Shalom.